3 hours went by quickly. We're going to have open phones again today in the fourth hour. Coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Bunch of news I'm going to finish up getting to as well, because my good friend William Lewis, who I feel like I know so well over the phone all these years, I finally met him in person. I remember back in like 1998, 99, 2000, he made an audio CD, great music, with little outtakes of myself. I think he called it Police State. And he's made a bunch of films since then, like In Plain Sight, Ripple Effect. He's made films like Washington, You're Fired. And, of course, Life on the Edge of the Bubble, Blowing the American Dream, the newest film and some of his best work, available at Infowars.com, I would add. Great film to give somebody to explain to what's happening with this bubble economy and how the bankers, I love this cover. Look at how Greenspan's like this giant above the city and creating all the different types of economic bubbles. And so they control the bubble. It's like the greatest form of insider trading. They control it as it goes up, and they control it as it goes down. So we're glad to be carrying this in the Infowars.com store, or folks can call 888-253-3139 to get it. And I know you guys are here to interview me about your... Well, can you talk about what your new film is yet? Sure. You're making a concentration camp film. So we'll talk about that later. And you got some really exciting stuff you're doing. And so I'm honored to be interviewed for the film. And can we talk about your illustrious travel mate here? the Gary Francier, Restore the Republic and Lone Lantern Society. And so he's here as well. Okay, Mr. Lewis, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Okay, tell me about this film, Life on the Edge of Der Bubble.
This is, you know, there's so many films out there on the Federal Reserve and on money and all the various aspects of the economy. We wanted to make one that was a little bit different. We want to follow that same pattern. We wanted to show Americans that this is really nothing new at all. Starting in, like the year after we signed the Constitution, we had our first bubble. We had one in 1819, 1837, 1857, 1873, 1893.
Speculative bubbles.
Literally almost every 20 years. And yeah, they were all speculative bubbles based on some type of overuse of credit. And, I mean, this is nothing new to the American economy. It's just that, for whatever reason, the Federal Reserve, when it was introduced, managed to be able to allow the bubbles to grow larger and larger and larger. Instead of having a pop every 20 years and having a small bubble pop, now we've got a 75-year bubble that's popping, and it's global.
Well, exactly. I was going to expand. It was the same money changers out of England and Europe that ran these scams, that created these fiat bubbles, and the film covers that in an excellent fashion, who now are in control of the whole planet. And instead of it being limited bubbles to certain financial sectors before, and we were an agrarian society and people didn't care because it was so limited, now these bubbles are literally have the power of a tsunami of fiat money to destroy entire societies.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't think many people look at it from this perspective, but... you know, we tend to want to blame the Federal Reserve and the people who issue the credit and, you know, all the people that are kind of at the top of the bubble, shall we say. And we kind of forget that all of us participate in some degree to helping build these bubbles, whether we're flipping houses and participating to that degree or just taking out a bank loan so that we can, you know, take the equity out of our home and cash it in and maybe fix up our home. I mean, all these are things that allows the bubble to grow, and it allows us as Americans to live beyond our means. In other words, if you only make $30,000 a year, shouldn't you only spend $30,000 a year? If you spend $50,000 or $60,000 a year consecutively, year after year after year, we're making a bubble.
So like a drug dealer, they're getting us addicted and strung out to where we're totally under their control, and they made the drug, the credit, out of nothing.
Exactly, and this is one of the issues that I'd like to cover and tell people. The Federal Reserve that we have now is actually the third national bank. That's the third federal bank.
Yeah, this is an incredible history lesson. You've outdone yourself with Life on the Edge of a Bubble. I know most of the listeners understand this. Your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. You need to get this film out to everybody. Available right now at Infowars.com. William Lewis, the director, is our guest with the illustrious Gary Francian Studio. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream. Let's zoom in on this with Alan Greenspan on the cover. And yes, they say you can't judge a film or book by its cover. Well, you can this one. Great cover, great film. And why don't you, again, start describing the film, and we're going to put the trailer coming up in a few minutes, and then break down for people who are out there listening, the point you were making about these different bubbles we've had in the past versus these new mega bubbles.
All right. Well, I mean, the easiest way for me to sum up exactly what the film is about is just to use an analogy. And that is, if you give an umpire $1,000 before he makes the play, what do you call that? You call that a bribe.
Yes.
If you give $1,000 to a judge right before he renders his verdict, what do you call that? You call it a bribe.
Not anymore. They call it, here in Texas, they openly take the money stolen from the people.
Well, I would call it a bribe. And I think most people would. And
they call it law enforcement, boy. Some kind of Al-Qaeda.
The point is that my next example here is if you give $1,000 to a politician right before he, you know, votes on your bill, what do you call that? It's not called a bribe. They call that a campaign contribution, and I think that's what you're getting at. It's just become absolutely acceptable for the the people in Washington who are trying to leech off of and persuade others to vote on their particular legislation, whoever they work for, whatever the lobby is, whatever the situation. And we cover that, we address that quite a bit in the documentary because, you know, how can you possibly have a representative in office who truly represents the people if his campaign cost him $6.5 million on average to get reelected? You didn't contribute any of that money to his financial campaign. You can't even get in there to talk to a senator unless you've contributed.
Offshore corporations did.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these are the people that are presenting us with the problem, and it's the corporations that really started out, as you see in the beginning of the film, about 200 or so years ago with Alexander Hamilton, who was our first Secretary of the Treasury. He decided that we needed to have a corporate system in the United States for the banking, and I forget exactly what they call it. It's, you know, the corporate, what was that called? Don't get me to lie. Watch the movie. But the point is that Alexander Hamilton, our Secretary of the Treasury, the guy who appears on the $10 bill, is responsible for setting up banking corporations in the United States for the purpose of keeping all of this money that is created through the generation of credit and issuance of credit in private hands. Take all that money out of private hands. Imagine at the peak of our bubble, we were borrowing $1 billion a day. $1 billion a day from foreign investors to feed our credit habit. All right. The money that was being made on top of the credit, the interest that's paid back, if we were to simply funnel that back into the Treasury, back into our hands, the people's hands, who it belongs to in the first place, I don't think you'd see anybody paying taxes. You surely wouldn't see a federal deficit.
No, absolutely. This fiat money, fractional reserve system, a lot of economists have argued if it was done right, would actually empower the people. The problem is it's always going to be abused. It's always going to be used. And the trade deficit alone is hundreds of billions of dollars a month now. And that's another form of fractional reserve manipulation. And that goes into the whole neo-mercantile model. But please continue.
So I think everybody gets the example there where we're talking about between a bribe and a financial contribution.
And now they've stolen trillions of dollars.
And they're going to keep doing it. And the purpose of this film is to bring all of these issues to light right now, because it is right at this moment when people can see the mask coming off of this monster that they will rise up and take action. It's not when they see their gun rights disappearing. It's not when they see their First Amendment rights disappearing. It's when they're affected by money, their pocketbooks. All right, so I think that this is a perfect opportunity for us to jump in there and get people motivated to take some action to make these changes that we're talking about.
Well, that's what Ron Paul keeps saying, and what I keep saying is that the bankers are going to use the crisis they've engineered on record to bring in even more power and control for themselves, as they're doing right now. So we are forced to point out they're the architects of all of this and hopefully use the crisis to kick them out of power instead of them getting more power. It's not like they're just going to get away with this. They are going for broke now because they know they've committed so many crimes already that this has got to be the mother of all corruptions. And so there's nothing they won't do. They are committed to their cause. They have pledged their names, their honor, their money, their treasure, their blood, their sweat, their souls on this.
Their lack of honor.
Absolutely. And then meanwhile, the public's drinking beer, still watching the football game, having no idea what we're in the clutches of, and thinking, politicians are trying to fix it, Marge. No, they're not trying to fix it. They are like cockroaches when they've been sprayed with poison, fornicating like they know their time is short. They are going maximum corrupt right now. And we're going to see more and more fireworks from here on out.
I don't think people understand what they've done with these bailouts. The $750,000 bailout, the very first one we passed, and then the second one, the $850 billion. Take that money and add that up, divide that by how many people in this country have a home mortgage, and you could pay off literally 90% of the home mortgages in this country. If they really wanted to put money back into the economy, give people an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month, they would have paid off their mortgage bills, not fed money into the banks that created the problem in the first place.
William, I totally agree with you. Continue describing what the film goes through. I mean, if somebody gets life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream, because it covers a whole bunch of different subjects, really a wide spectrum analysis of how this scam works.
Yeah, well, then towards the end, we do get into the Federal Reserve, and we tell people how these things have connected. But really and truly, I don't want to give too much away in the film, because this is unlike anything I've ever done before, where I typically will use horror. I will typically use scare tactics in a documentary to try and frighten people, because I like horror movies, and those are the kind of movies I like to make. All right, but this is kind of I'm bowing out from that and trying to create something a little more comical. And this thing sets up certain situations, and you think it's going in one direction, and when we get there, you realize that's not where we went.
No, it's a great film.
Yeah, so, I hesitate to give away too many of the little secrets that are in there so that people will get a good, entertainment quality out of it when they watch it. But the clips alone, we researched over 750 different film reels from 1900 to now, grabbing up commercials and grabbing up footage that applies, for instance, some of the public service announcements that were coming out in the 30s and the 40s for kids in school, talking about you shouldn't steal, or talking about going to a party. The entire documentary, we refer to the bubble that we're talking about here as a party. That's what it is. Everybody was invited to the party. Once everybody got there, the banking corporations started spiking the punch, and then everybody got really happy and crazy and thought nobody could lose money. Housing prices will never go down. These are the lies that we bought into and believed, and of course they were totally false. If you look through history, every 20 years you find out it is false. And I can't believe that Alan Greenspan and some of these men in the positions that they're in can't look back over the last 200 years of our country's history and figure this out for themselves.
Well, they know what they're doing. I mean, it's all premeditated on record.
Yeah, well, sometimes I wonder if they're in as much control as they actually think that they are. I know that they're out there manipulating, and there's oftentimes that we can, draw a direct correlation to something that they've done and blame them for it. But I think a lot of times we get caught up in this, and we don't realize how much of a part we play in it just by, letting Madison Avenue talk us into, through their advertising, for instance, going out and taking out an equity loan on our home to either fix it up or go buy another one to flip it later.
And so many people that got this money spent it on crap at Walmart, stuff they don't even know what they bought with it.
Yeah, we're all guilty. I'm guilty. I mean, everybody's guilty.
I know. It's a consumer society. It's like grazing. That's why I probably only go to Target or Academy around here maybe once or twice a year, because I just load up the thing of T-shirts and fishing poles and ammo. And I mean, I'm like a little kid in a sporting goods place.
I'm
just like snatching things, and then I get it and stick it in the garage, and there's like a giant pile of ammo. And I mean, I guess it's important to have, but what am I going to do with all this? I don't even have time to go out and shoot it. But that's less frivolous than most people. I mean, the stuff people buy and fill their houses full of.
Yeah, you don't want to turn me loose in an Academy because, like I said, Coleman lanterns and sleeping bags and all that stuff that they have in there, it just, fascinates me and makes me whip that credit card.
Are you kidding? Bow and arrows, BB guns. I have a small backyard. The neighbors are always looking over the fence at me BB gunning and pellet gunning and bow and arrow back there. It's certainly a lot of fun. I was just in Academy the other day because we lost all the arrows. My parents have 3 acres in town. I go over there and shoot them into the woods and end up losing them, but my kids are quite the little Robin Hoods.
Yeah, we were on our way in. It was all I could do to not stop at the Academy. We don't have them in Missouri.
Oh, you saw Valhalla.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'll be visiting Academy before I leave just to buy a little trinket and say I visited Academy while I was here. But
the only problem with Academy on the side issue is I bought one gun there. And I go in and the manager comes down. He goes, oh, I'm a big fan. I saw you on the surveillance camera. And then I bought the handgun, bought the ammo, and then he said, oh, I'm going to give it to you once you get to your car. And I think they were kind of scared of me, like I was going to grab the handgun and, start like an old Western in a saloon or something. But, hell, Walmart writes your name down when you buy ammo now, so can't buy ammo at Walmart.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they don't do it at Academy yet. But so what do you want at Academy?
I think I want a new Coleman lantern.
They brought back the old-fashioned, pewter metal cap guns that are like heavy with a holster, with the caps. And I'd say I got them for my son, but I've been playing with it.
We know.
And the neighbors, I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of fun. We need to get into the film when we get back and take some phone calls. Life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream. And by the way, Academy, I just gave them one hell of an ad. One hell of a plug there. Yeah, I got to stay here tonight and work all night. I can't go home and get the bows and arrows out, though.
That sucks.
It does. I tell you, it's enjoyable sitting in the backyard and sit there and shoot the target.
Yeah, we used to live out in the country. We were about 25 miles outside city limits.
Tell me about it when we get back. Tell me about it. We're going to be...
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Your calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I am Alex Jones, your host, and I'm glad you're here with us today. MHL, Eric, Chris, Brian, who disagrees, will go to the head of the line. John and others, your calls are coming up. And the film is Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Now, I want to hear about the concentration camp film. You're here in town to interview me for this, and you're interviewing Representative Guest and others. Very, very exciting. Maybe I actually pulled my concentration camp files. I'd be happy to share them with you. I know you guys probably have more research than I have, but I have extensive files. You could probably go interview the state rep. There's also a city councilman in Oregon where the feds came in and showed them they were building a camp. So, and that was first in NBC locally there, and then we contacted them on the Oregon-Washington border, and we interviewed that guy. So there's actually a lot of folks I can put you on to dealing with FEMA camps. Because we need to counter Glenn Beck. And I saw in the trailer for the FEMA camp film that it looks like you're going to go after Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to respond directly to Beck, and I guess that's why you're here. Do you want me to, like break that down?
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that.
Okay, well, I look forward to doing that and give you as much time as I can with the schedule, but I'd probably give you guys more than an hour than what I originally said because this is important. Let's right now talk about the film. Not the new film people can get right now, but the film coming out. When does this film come out?
We're probably be in production for about three and a half months. So about fall, right around in there, just right before Christmas.
October, November.
Yeah, as soon as possible. Honestly, you know, some of these projects take two years to put together. But
no, I know. I meant to already have another Obama film out about the whole banking agenda, and I just get stuck because there's so much evidence. I keep hoarding more and more.
Mm-hmm. But, well, we're going to sort through this information, and I think this is going to be a this is going to be getting back to, I hate to say conspiracy, but this is going to be getting back to the roots of things that I like to cover. And, you know, these are some things that that you woke me up to, you know, 10 years ago listening to you on the radio. So these are things that I'm excited to actually expose to people now because we noticed, you know, there's really not any good documentaries out there on FEMA camps. Nobody's got the legislation. No one's presenting any guest, like, you know, of your caliber being able to cohesively talk about these issues. And this is what we want to do is put together a documentary that explains all of this about FEMA camps, why they're being hidden from the American people, why the legislation is not out there in the media, it's why it's not being talked about, and see if we can't create some feedback and some hopefully tick some people off so that we can go take some political action.
Well, I'll tell you why I love this, William. It's great to be able to be in your film. Because Aaron Russo called me over and over again wanting for me to be in America Freedom to Fascism, and I was busy doing my other stuff and told him no. And I wish I'd have done it because it was such a prolific film. And I knew Aaron had liked him and promoted his film. I was just too busy. I've learned, though, it's better to be in somebody else's film because then you can do all the work, and I get to see the great, you know, end result and see it wake people up. So I'm very happy, and I actually had him pull all the files. I can just give you the full, you know, take, absolutely documenting FEMA camps today. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to be able to offer that to the listeners. So I'm honored that you wanted to include me in the film. Tell us how you woke up. You're saying you woke up for my show? Or?
Yeah, we've discussed this before.
I'd forgotten. I just found it interesting.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, 10 years ago approximately, I was a graphic designer designing CD covers and, you know, working with Ike and Tina Turner and some of these really old blues people. And during the day when I was sitting there designing the covers or producing or whatever, your program's what I was listening to, you know, just pull up the archives and listen to them on the computer. And I still think that is, you know, a completely untapped resource, that there could be more people out there having their own independent media to help get the word out. But, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be able to compete with your, you know,
set. Oh, no, I want them to. But but listen, that's the great part about all this, is another testament to somebody that I reached out to, that we woke up, and then think of the millions you've woken up. Any idea on the 5, 6, 7 films, I forget, Beyond Treason, all of it, that you produced or you directed, how many millions you reached? I mean, it's
there's no way to ever know that. Really.
Some of your films have aired on TV all over the world.
Yeah. Life on the Edge of a Bubble, you can probably watch that in about 3-4 months on Free Speech TV. We have a screening coming up tonight at Brave New Books. Do you know the address?
It's just down at the start of the drag on Guadalupe Street.
Yeah, that'll be tonight at 8 p.m. at Brave New Books if you want to come out and watch it there. We won a film festival, the Indie Fest. I don't know when that's going to be yet, but we also have another screening coming up. It's a pretty big one in St. Louis next month. I'll try to get all the information and put it up on the website or something if people want to go.
Good. No, in fact, Paul Hartman was just telling me the address in my ear, but I couldn't hear it over you. So we'll come back and folks that address for the showing tonight. Life on the Edge of a Bubble. He took action. He got involved. He's reached tens of millions conservatively. You can too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the final segment, we got to drag another chair in here. You know, Gary Franchi, we're having great discussions during the break. Gary Franchi just told me I woke him up. I didn't know I woke the great Gary Franchi up as well. But I've described to my audience, and well, actually not the audience yet, the internal office, I feel like I'm Gizmo the Good Gremlin. And the problem is they put drops of water on my back and all these other media activists pop off. But very few of them turn out to be good. And I think you guys have turned out to be good. The problem is, these little gremlins that pop off my back. Anybody seen gremlins? They put the water on them and more of them pop off. Then if you feed them after midnight, they really get bad, isn't it? And there's like probably 20 or 30 locals who moved down here who are like bad gremlins. And we have to even hide out from them or they'll come over here and cause problems. And they get in, I mean, literally, gremlins is the way to describe them. So I am the good Gizmo. And I, Franchi is a good little creature, and so is William Lewis. No. I mean, you know, for me, it is a great feeling, though, to know I have reached hundreds of millions of people. Hundreds of millions of people have seen my films, seen my clips, seen my material. And it's all coming to an end as they openly announce. I had two or three mainstream articles today where they said, no, we're going to shut down freedom on the web, and so is Europe, and we're going to ban all this anti-government stuff. And now they're trying to pass hate laws and trying to pass the Cyberbullying Act, where if you hurt someone's feelings, you're arrested. And Hannah Montana, the character, and Cyrus, the real girl, is promoting it. And so, I mean, it's really happening. And I don't think they can let us be out there very much longer. That's why I'm trying to make more films, promote more films, be in other people's films. But I'll tell you this. I've told the Wall Street Journal and a bunch of other big newspapers no to interviews this last week. And they freak out and they go, don't you want to be in the Wall Street Journal? Don't you want to be in Time Magazine? And I'm like, no, I don't want to have a hit piece and have you here in my office. But I do want to have you guys here because you are what matters. It doesn't mean anything to be in some twisted article, just have my name in it. I don't care about that. I care about reaching the people through your film. But you were making some points as we went to break there. What was the other point about the amount of change you've seen in the world, the things you've done, which is another testament to other people out there being leaders. That's why the establishment attacks me so much and tries to discredit me or says I'm the government or I'm bad or I'm the Knight of Malta and I'm not even Catholic and all this stuff, is because they want to divide us all and make us all feel weak and then make you feel like I'm not for real, so you can't believe that you're for real, and so you can't believe that you're actually going to be able to affect change and go out there and do great things. But, you know, I tell you, Gary Franchi's for real. I've seen the fruits of his work, and I've seen the fruits of your work, not out infighting, not stirring up trouble, producing good films, reaching people. That is what the establishment is scared to death of. So I salute you both.
Thank you. And there's nothing I hate worse than politics, maybe office politics. But, I know we had some discussions about individuals in the truth movement who may not be who they say they are, but you definitely are. And we're very honored to be here and have you in this film.
Well, I mean, it's not even a lot of people out there are government operatives. Society is collapsing. Are you noticing how much cheating and lying and stealing and stuff is going on these days?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, society is in free fall. And that's why we're here to warn good people to get ready and to deal with it and for good people not to give the scum any slack anymore. I don't care if it's a corrupt cop or a corrupt neighbor or a corrupt boss or a corrupt employee. It's time to stop being wimps. It's time to get tough and get serious and get focused, because this is a real world. You know, this isn't touch football we're playing out here, and the New World Order is coming in big time. I want to go to calls, but I wanted to bring this up to you, and I want to make sure in the interview we cover this, because amazing things are happening. The news comes out and says the Federal Reserve is going to get all this new power. And then you read the new power, it says to take over any government, any agency, any corporation they want, just like they've grabbed Chrysler and GM and the banks. And they're going to micromanage every facet of our lives. And the New York Times reports separately that they're hiring criminals to join the Obama Enviro Brigades. But the New York Times says that's a good idea. This is a new form of government is now being born. We have the private Federal Reserve coming in and now openly becoming the government. They were always there manipulating it and steering it. But now the Federal Reserve, as a regional governorship of this new Bank of the World, is openly becoming the new public dictatorial power over everything public and private. I mean, this is unspeakably huge what's being announced, and they're announcing it like it's no big deal. Your comments on that?
Well, that's because we've been acclimated. We would frown and immediately jump up out of our seats and scream bloody murder when we heard some of these things that were going on in our own government. Now it's just commonplace. You can't turn on the news, radio, or anything and hear anything but manipulation these days. So we're acclimated to it. They've got us exactly where they want us, and that's our job, to go out there and wake up the people, the other 99% who are out there who don't know what's going on.
Absolutely, and I want to encourage listeners again one more time to go to Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We only carry the very best films. That's why we carry William Lewis's great films, Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream, and it's just such an important film. Life on the Edge of a Bubble is a heart-pounding amusement park ride through the never-ending sequence of intoxicating manias and inflation bubbles, culminating in devastating panics and crashes since the inception of the American experiment. Although we rarely consider our financial system an experiment, changes in the monetary games we have played undermine the integrity of the political system. almost every 20 years since our nation's inception, each generation finds itself living on the edge of a bubble. Rising prices of real estate, stocks and bonds and commodities lure us to borrow our way to prosperity. However, our current crisis is not unique. Right along as we uncover the real, invisible hand operating this roller coaster, tempting us with hope as we climb the ladder of the American dream, seeming placed within our grasp, only to plunge helpless as we watch it disappear beneath the tidal waves of toxic debt. Is there hope that we can end this perpetual cycle and in doing so secure the blessings of liberty and promotion of the general welfare for everyone? And it is a credit bubble, financial crisis, panic, bailout. It goes on and on. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and roll part of the trailer. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the trailer for Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Give $1,000 to an empire right before he calls the play. What do you call that? A bribe. You give $1,000 to a judge right before he renders a verdict. What do you call that? A bribe. You give $1,000 to a politician right before he votes on your bill. What do you call that? A campaign contribution.
Is this the United States Congress or the Board of Directors of Goldman Sachs?
The plan we have before us today, the rescue plan, is vastly different from the original one sent to us by the administration. Today it's about protecting Main Street, not Wall Street.
They're going to pay out $18 billion in bonuses.
It's about protecting the American taxpayer, not CEO salaries.
They paid an average of $2.6 million to every executive at the first 116 banks that got taxpayer money under TARP.
Live on the edge of the bubble.com. You can also get it there, or as I said, at Infowars.com. Very, very exciting. Is there a way to watch the film online yet, or is it just on DVD?
Nope, just on DVD. Typically, we don't like to stream the movies when they first come out because we haven't even gotten them at the festivals yet. I want to see it in a big screen.
No, I understand. Plus, yeah, they won't even let you in the festivals or then on TV and things if you put it on the web first. That's why I forego being able to put it on TV, forego all that money and stuff, which is probably stupid, because I just like to release it instantly for free and hammer the enemy. But I don't disagree with what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we didn't protect the disc. It's not copy protected. So people, when you get a copy, can make their own copies and give them to friends and family. We just don't want them selling them.
But still, folks don't even appreciate that. I mean, we've got to make some seed money here. I mean, I can have 15 million views of the Obama deception and only sell 10,000 of them. I need to sell these to make the money to make more films.
Oh, exactly. And this is the argument that we get all the time is, if you really believe in the cause or if you're really doing what you say you're doing, then you're going to give this film away for free. And it's like, well, the film cost me a lot of money to make. How can I give it away for free? And how can I make the next one?
Well, I mean, here's an example, the Aaron Russo thing. Listeners kept asking me to make an Aaron Russo deal off the free video we put out. I went and interviewed him, put it out for free. That wasn't enough. And then we took about a week and a half, slapped it together, put it out with some updates and some video clips. Kind of a nice memorial for him. People are like, how dare you sell it when it's free on the web? And my thing is, we've sold so few copies, the few thousand DVDs I've got, I'm just going to do a deal where they're free when you get the Obama deception or something just to get it out. I thought it was a nice thing to do. But that's why we have the money bomb and people that have brains and have businesses and know how much this costs donated so I can make more films. I'm going to try to double what I do in the next year. That means I'm not going to see my family much. But we don't know if in a year we're going to even be allowed to be on the web anymore. It may be 6 months. I mean, they're openly saying in the New York Times they're going to restrict our free speech. So people need to support you financially. They need to support us financially. And they do that by getting Life on the Edge of a Bubble, blowing the American dream. But also you get a great film and you support alternative media. You support independent media. You grow a new voice. When you just sit there and watch NBC or ABC or Fox and then buy the stuff from their sponsors, you're supporting the enemy. But see, that's a government psyop to say, no one's allowed to write a book or make a film but us. And then most of it, they use our taxpayer money to do. This is a free will thing. So I'm not buffaloed. I'm not ashamed to ask for donations at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I'm not ashamed to say, buy the video. Because used to I let people buffalo me. No, I'm not going to be buffaloed. We're going to expand what we're doing. We're going to wage war against the New World Order and the InfoWar.
Ditto.
Ditto to, ditto to that, baby. Absolutely. I'm proud of the work we've done. I'm proud of what we developed, what we've done. Hey, you think we should play the FEMA camp film trailer?
Go for it.
I saw it on YouTube. What's the best place to get it? The trailer?
CampFEMA.com.
Yeah, CampFEMA.com. Pull that up. It's got a dramatic intro. Is that going to be in the film with the with the thought police guy?
I want to try and work that in there. You know, this is was that your cousin or niece?
That was my niece, actually.
Niece, yeah.
Oh, is that Lord Franchi dressed up in the
We can't reveal who the agent is, Alex.
Yeah, that was actually a real CIA agent, so yeah. We don't want to tell who that is. But yeah, we're going to try and incorporate all the.
And you notice they're reading the Resistance Manifesto, also available at Infowars.com. You got to fund Mark Dice somehow. You know, that poor guy prints his books on demand. I'm telling him, he needs to just print up a couple thousand.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah, exactly. He can't afford to do it outside of that, so he can then do this full time. We'd have Mark Dice full time. Mark Dice, we need to get him off the launch pad so he can do this full time. See, because I like that. I like getting everybody doing it full time. But then I learned, though, the little gizmo has these things falling off of him. A lot of times they turn back and bite him, but... Mark Dice hasn't done that yet. He hasn't turned into a stripe yet.
Well, obviously, you weren't eating after midnight.
Folks, if you haven't seen Gremlins, you have no idea what I'm talking about. All right, I'm out of control. Do we have the next video? I'm going to go to some calls, I promise. That CampFEMA.com? Yeah. Here it is. Play it. For the radio audience, there's a guy in a black uniform, a Gestapo agent, beating on her door. A young lady puts the Evil Resistance Manifesto, Mark Dice, under the bed, under the couch, opens the door, he tasers her. He wants to find out. He's Thought Crime Division. They're openly setting up a Thought Crime Division, saying they're going to arrest you. They're calling for it on ABC News, CBS, to arrest anyone they think might criticize the government.
Don't worry, it's freedom.
And I love this cut where you shoot across the map and it's all green on black. Coming this fall. Camp FEMA. And then it cuts to Glenn Beck.
I'm doing a story tonight that I wanted to debunk these FEMA camps. I'm tired of hearing. You know about them?
Sure.
I'm tired of
from the producer, Gary French, for the public.com.
TakeBackWashington.com. I can't debunk them.
Yeah, that was him setting it. Did you hear me call? You know what we ought to get? We ought to get you the TV show from March, where I did a whole 2 hours saying this is what Glenn Beck's going to do. He's going to go show the train station that we've known has been fake since 96, Linda Thompson. And I laid out everything he'd do, and I predicted. I said, you watch, he's going to debunk it. And everybody said, how dare you say he's going to debunk it? He says he believes it's real. I know he's CIA. In fact, I even have sources. But the issue is that... I mean, did you?
I saw it before I came up here. In fact, I watched about 9 hours of police state videos to research before I came to talk to you. And you know, I did that all in one day, and it just brought back all these emotions that I got, you know, I had when I saw these films.
No, but to be specific, no, I understand. But to be specific, though, did you know I did a whole 2 hour show exposing what Beck was going to do? And people said, yeah. How do you know he's going to say they don't exist? How do you, I know his mind? But go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to get us some footage of that, we'll definitely incorporate it.
Yeah, what date was that? I did the FEMA camp special, and it was like 2 hours on air, and I know I did it live on PrisonPlanet.tv. I know it's on YouTube, but absolutely, I'd be more than happy. Guys, it'll never happen if we don't do it. Will somebody dig out that date? Because I know I said record it, because we're going to put it on one of the monthly best-ofs. And it's not about me up here tooting my horn. If you can find the date for us, we'll get it. It's not about me tooting my horn. It's about, we really know what we're talking about. But anyways, what do you think of Glenn Beck?
Me, personally?
Mm-hmm, great American?
Hardly. You know, I...
CFR show?
Glenn Beck...
CFR doesn't exist, Gary.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, I didn't... I thought it did. Is that a conspiracy?
Yep, conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Glenn Beck is no different than anybody else out there. He's... working with two different motives, one that he allows you to see and the other one that he doesn't, and you got to see that firsthand when he covered FEMA camps, and you called it dead right on what he was going to say. So there's nothing to say about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck exposes himself for what he is.
Simple. Well, I knew how they operated. The only thing I didn't foresee was that it'd be Popular Mechanics doing it, but it's that straw man model. So I thought, what has been proven to not be camps? And I said, well, that camp down in Louisiana is really for NATO troops to train for a camp in Europe. I would, if I was going to debunk, I'd do that and the railway Amtrak station. And but that wasn't just my prediction being right on that. I said he was going to come out and say it wasn't real. That was the big prediction. Everybody going, up the back, Fox News finally cares. They were doing that to get people's confidence.
Yeah, you know, Gary actually went out and shot at the Beech Grove facility and came back and said, William, it's not a FEMA camp. I mean, we've known from the very beginning that, you know, that this was definitely not what people were saying it was on the internet. But that's the whole thing. You know, we've got about 150 different sites to go look at and try and determine which one is and which one didn't. But you know what? It doesn't really make any difference because the legislation is in place and any one of those facilities overnight can be turned into a FEMA camp.
Well, they also don't put a big FEMA camp sign. They have designated facilities. Look, where you got them dead to rights is these emergency overflow centers they build on old, like Pier 57. That was a FEMA camp. And the feds paid for that, and Bechtel and all them were involved. And out here at the old Robert Mueller Airport, that's the 747 hangar with the facility in it. All right, we'll try to jam a few calls in here on the other side. But yeah, no, it's places with barbed wire that are designated. Well, here's the big enchilada. During the dark winter drills and the top off 1 and 2, they practice putting people in the sports stadium. Those are your FEMA camps. Your city paid for sports stadium is your FEMA camp. So see, they're hidden in plain view, and that's what you need to put in your film.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You know what? Since Gary Franchi's here, we're just going to have him in studio for an hour tomorrow. with William Lewis riding shotguns. An hour with me babbling and stuff isn't enough time. So MHL, Eric, Chris, Brian, John, others, call back tomorrow, and you'll go to the head of the line. We'll keep this list here, and you'll go to the head of the line. Because I got a few sponsors here at the end, plus some closing comments from these guys that I wanted to be able to tell everybody about. One of them is Ecolablue.com, Ecolablue.com. Ecolablue, ladies and gentlemen, is the name in atmospheric water generation. And it grabs the water out of the air, out of the atmosphere, and puts it through seven filters, including reverse osmosis, a carbon filter, and a UV antifungal antibacterial light, and four other filters we don't have time to tell you about. Find out more at Ecolablue.com, 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 or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Just an amazing system. The water passes through an activated carbon filter, the silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter stored in an illuminated tank. Just a great system, Ecolablue.com. And last but not least today, Max the Little Orange Gorilla up at Infowars.com. You'll want to link through to Max, our friend, because it's a free service, absolutely free. You can find a realtor in your area. You can enter in your address or a house you're looking at address and see what realtors on their inside computers, basically it's the same service, what they're seeing the real value in the market is of your home. They have a home sale maximizer that's free as well. It's all free at homegain.com. And you can see what the most inexpensive improvements are that give you the maximum sales increase. And in this imploding market, it's more important than ever to do little things like that. So homegain.com, H-O-M-E-G-A-I-N.com today. And thanks to our sponsors, they make the show possible. I didn't get to this today. I really screwed up, and it's a big report that the guys have up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Sucker and Succotash. We called the professor this morning, but he knew who we were and didn't want to come on. Rutgers professor warns geoengineering could create disastrous global famine. Now, they're already geoengineering, and they say, oh, we've been doing tests, but if we go widespread with this, it could cause all sorts of disasters. Well, of course, they claim they want to spray these barium salts and aluminum dioxide to cool the earth, but all the climatologists we've talked to that say they knew they were doing this years ago because they're climatologists, the plane, I mean, that's a real photo of a plane flying and spraying. The artist just added skulls in the background. I think it's a more powerful photo without the skulls, but regardless, it makes the point. Here's the Wall Street Journal. It's time to cool the planet. Cutting greenhouse gases is no longer enough to deal with global warming. And it goes on. He argues that we also have something more direct, and they go into how they've got to terraform. Folks, we've exposed they're doing this now. They just admit they're doing it, but to save us. So I'll cover that first thing tomorrow on the show, and you guys will be back here with us again tomorrow for another visit. But anything else you'd like to say, William Lewis?
No, we're just thrilled to be here, happy to have you inviting us back, and we're going to put you in this FEMA documentary, and I think we're going to wake up some people. So that's the whole point.
Absolutely. And again, I apologize for not getting to more of the calls this hour. I will do that tomorrow. Jason Burmes is back live tonight, 9 to midnight, at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, on the Genesis Network. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. It's always Lord willing. I could die in a car wreck today. So could you. So think about what's important in life and don't sweat the small stuff. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. To all the sponsors, to all the affiliates, to all you, the great listeners, spreading the word. We are having a big effect against this tyranny. We have a chance to beat it if we stand up and get together and say no and point out tyranny for what it is. And big reports coming up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the Federal Reserve to be given sweeping new powers to run every industry, to control every facet of America. That ties into continuity of government, the executive orders, the FEMA camps, everything else. And that ties into this film, Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Get it at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.